Thank you and greetings, friends. The Gospel by John, chapter 14. And we've come now to that marvelous, wonderful, all-inclusive verse, number 6, where the Lord Jesus speaks and says of himself, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. He spoke to Thomas, for in verse 5, Thomas had said unto the Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? In the fourth verse, the Lord had said, and whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. But Thomas said he didn't know. The Lord Jesus had said, if I go away, I'll come again. I go to my Father. I go to prepare a place for you. And the disciples, of course, didn't understand. And Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And this questioning and answers has brought out this marvelous verse for the whole world of human beings from the day it was spoken, about AD 33, down through 1973, and on in to the last moment of this age, the church period, the day of grace. In verse 6, Jesus answers the whole matter for all men of all time when he said unto Thomas, I am the great I am, which he is from time, from all eternity, to all of future, never ending eternity. He is the great I am. And here he says something that is most significant and most vital to every human being, to every living soul. For a soul you and I have, we only have one soul, and it's going to live or exist for all eternity. We are eternal creatures made by the eternal God, and death is only separation. And we go to our destination for eternity. But here's how we can be sure we're where we wish to be. Jesus said, I am the way. Notice, friends, it doesn't say I am a way. Nor he didn't say I am one of the ways. Nor did he say I am the best way. He simply said the emphatic, all-inclusive words, I am the way. The definite article, the, and it simply spells out this, there isn't any other way. Or, put it this way, he is the only way. There isn't any other way. So it's easy to see that if we miss the Lord Jesus Christ, then we've missed the way to heaven. Every normal person wishes to be in heaven, but every normal person is not willing to bow to the fact that the Lord Jesus is the only way to heaven. Man makes his own ways. Way back in the book of the Judges, in the final chapter in the book of Judges, we read these very far-reaching words. Judges 21 and verse 25, it says, in those days, there was no king in Israel. So what happened? No ruler. So what happened? Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Might think of that. Everybody had a right way. Everybody had a way and they called it their way, and they thought it to be the best way, and I suppose they thought it to be the only way. It was the only way they wanted to tread, at least. So they did what was right in their own eyes. They made their own way. And then we read also in the book of Proverbs that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, not the ways of eternal life, but the way of death. Death natural, death spiritual, eternal death, the doom in Revelation 20. So it's vital, friend, that we search ourselves and the scriptures in regard to this tremendous matter of the way to heaven. The Lord Jesus had already told the disciples in Matthew chapter 27, Matthew 7, rather, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate, in verse 13. For wide is the gate, notice, wide is the gate, and broad is the way, oh, a broad way, yes, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Now here are the words of the Lord Jesus, the I Am of eternity, speaking in view of time and eternity, for the benefit of mankind, you and me. If we'll only look into our Bibles, your Bible and mine, we'll find it in Matthew 7, verse 13. We're enjoined by the Savior, enter in at the straight gate. That is the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, that's the broad gate, the wide gate. It'll admit everybody, and has admitted everybody, for we're all born on the Broadway. The wide gate, and broad is the way which leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Since the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, every one of us has been born on the broad way. At our birth, we entered the wide gate. And we need to be transferred from the broad way which leadeth to destruction to the narrow way which leadeth to life and heaven and home. For verse 14 says, because straight is the gate, or narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way. Oh, yes, it's a narrow way. It permits us to come only as sinners, and come by way of the door, and the Lord Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Just room enough for me to enter as an individual. Room enough for you to enter by faith as an individual, by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. There is a broad way, and there is a narrow way, and those two ways constitute the only way. One of those ways is you and I will have to leave this world. We can only be on one way at a time. This is obvious. And so it turns for eternity, eternal weal or eternal woe. Which way are we going to leave this world? We'll have to leave it either on the broad way that leads to destruction, or by faith in the Lord Jesus, we enter in by the door, we receive him as our Savior, the one who died for our sins on the cross, and forgives us the moment we trust him, the moment we receive him into our hearts and souls. Into our lives, a conversion's date, a conversion's moment, when we make him our own by an act of faith on our part. We say with thanksgiving, with overflowing joy, thank you, Lord, for dying for me on the cross. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, life now on this earth, and eternal life in glory to come, unto life, and few there be that find it. Many on the broad way, few on the narrow way, relatively speaking. Oh, my friend, on which way are you traveling today? The broad way, without the Savior? Or have you entered by the door into the narrow way, with the Savior? On this turns where you'll be in eternity. At the end of the broad way is the horrors of a lost eternity. At the end of the narrow way is the brilliant joys and glories of heaven above. On which way are you traveling today? The broad or the narrow? The Lord Jesus is the answer, as he is the answer for everything worthwhile in this life or the life to come. He says to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No other way then, friends, to God and heaven and home, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. Simply and by faith receive him as your Savior. You will immediately be transferred by God to the narrow way, and you'll be on your way to heaven for all eternity. Thank the Heavenly Father for one who could stand and say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He died for us on the cross. He paid our debt to God. Our sins he stands to forgive, for he died for them, and he shed his precious blood to cleanse us from them, and their penalty at the end of the broad way. O grant our Father that many will turn to him today by faith in their hearts and souls, and say, O Lamb of God, I come. Bless our country, our president, all who are in authority, all of us who live in this great land of abundance and liberty and greatness, our Father, bless for good. We thank thee for thy kindness in preserving us in this great land. We pray for the officials of every state, as well as our national government, and for the mayors of our great cities, including our nation's capital. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.